USA Radio News.
Memorial services for former President George H.W. Bush are likely to push back the funding deadline that threatens to partly shut down the federal government. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News he believes an agreement can be reached by both sides, especially regarding funding for the border wall.
We've got about 600 miles worth of walls and barriers out of 2,000 miles. Some of them need repairs. I think we ought to give the president the full $5 billion.
And Republican Congressman Steve Scalise also says,
however the negotiations go, that give the president the money that he needs where he can confidently say, I've got the tools to keep America safe, to make sure our Border Patrol agents are able to keep themselves safe. These are our men and women in uniform fighting to keep America safe. We need to make sure they're well protected.
President Trump is visiting with members of the Bush family at the Blair House across the street from the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
There's opposition to a new plan for where to put a controversial statue. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Students at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, say they don't want the university to spend millions of dollars on a new home for a statue of a Confederate soldier. Protesters pulled down the statue known as Silent Sam last summer. Now, UNC officials have wanted to build a $5 million historical education center on campus to house the statue, but hundreds of students and others from the community have been marching through downtown Chapel Hill in recent evenings to protest that plan. Some say the statue is a racist piece of propaganda and not a piece of history.
The Dow lost nearly 800 points, closing today at 2527. It was a drop of more than 3%. Trade concerns are weighing on Wall Street, along with indications from the bond market of an economic slowdown. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Stanford University is refusing to let Dinesh D'Souza speak on campus because a security fee is being paid by a donor. At least that's according to the conservative author and filmmaker and the student group that invited him to speak at the university. This sort of thing is becoming commonplace on college campuses, and Heather McDonald joins Fox News and talks about why colleges nowadays are sometimes breeding hate, in her opinion.
The Kavanaugh hearings was an example that we're all in Gender Studies 101 now, Mark. Virtually every aspect of the culmination of hysteria that greeted Judge Kavanaugh was perfected over the last decade on a college campus. Above all, the preposterous mantra to believe survivors, regardless of the evidence, regardless of due process. This is the campus rape hysteria that has been transforming the lives of males on campuses, creating an extraordinarily costly bureaucracy.
McDonald was also asked when we started seeing this transition on college campuses.
The 80s was when it started, in my view. That's when you got radical multiculturalism that hit. I was in college in the 70s. I'm very grateful for that because I was allowed to read John Milton, William Wordsworth, and Shakespeare without anyone thinking to complain about the gonads and melanin of those authors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.